Blog Talk Radio. gentlemen, all across the globe. What a beautiful song, ladies and gentlemen, from Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. My help cometh from the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful song. We thank you so much for joining us. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Dr. Janice Crenshaw will be up later on, ladies and gentlemen, to deliver the prayer tonight. We thank you so much for being with us, those online live and those listening via the internet. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, tonight we'll be giving scripture, part of the scripture, Psalms 23, 1 through 6. I'll be reading that shortly. Also, too, I want to encourage everybody to at least put this out there and send this out. Text out to at least 10 people that prayer time is on with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That call-in number is 347-843-4559. The call-in number tonight for prayer time is 347-843-4559. One more time. Text it out to family members, co-workers, business partners, associates, neighbors, 347-843-4559, where they can listen in, or if they have a prayer request, you can share that tonight as well. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later on with Dr. Crenshaw. If you have a prayer request or a comment or question, feel free to do that later on. Just hit star one on your phone. I'll mention that later on again, where you can be a part of the program tonight and part of the prayer time tonight as well. So thank you so much. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. This is a global prayer time for you and for our families. God bless you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go right to the Word. And we thank you so much for being with us tonight. And I'm going to read Psalms 23, 1 through 6. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 23 in your meditation time unto the Lord and your time of reading the Word of God. Without a doubt, I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, like you, everybody on the planet needs prayer. Everybody on the planet. So continue to pray, even when your times of meditation and times of working and even enjoying your life, just continue to always pray. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen, for the Word of God is forever. Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. Praise God for his wonderful, wonderful Word. Praise God, praise God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Ah, this is the best part. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Word of God, Psalms 23, 1 through 6. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful Word and for who he is. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, for those joining us all across the internet and live right now, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And at this time, we want to release the time to the woman of God, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you, Doc. We appreciate you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God tonight for prayer. And thank God to Elder Kevin for that scripture. Bishop Crenshaw will be joining us later. But tonight, we just want to just thank God for who he is and for what he's doing in this hour and this season. Praise God. I thank God for that scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, my God. Amen. Something we certainly need to reflect upon, because our hope and our security is not based in a system, a world system. It is not based upon politicians. It is not based upon who's in office. Is based upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that everything is in his hands. Praise the Lord. So tonight we're going to be praying for our nation. We're going to be praying for our nation during this election season. We're going to be praying tonight against the spirit of economic oppression. Oh, my God, the people, that the Lord, that we would have faith in him, that he's able to supply all of our needs in spite of what's going on in the economy. God is yet able. He's yet sovereign, and he's yet able to take care of his people. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. So tonight, we're praying against the spirit of economic oppression, that God will yet provide for his people according to the word of God. And as we enter into this election season, we're going to pray that each and every one of us be led by the Spirit of Almighty God. I encourage you to vote. And at the close of the day, after all of our voting, we must realize even in the person we vote for, they are not the solution or the answer to what the world needs today. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people which are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is yet the answer. Christ is yet the answer. Jesus is yet the answer for the world today. He is yet the answer in spite of what the world system seems to offer. Whatever it may be, nothing can supply our needs like the Lord Jesus can. So tonight we're going to be praying for this nation, praying for the president, praying for the senators, praying for the representatives, praying for those who are in office, and praying that we be led by Almighty God as to who we choose to vote for. Amen. Be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Because at the close of the day, despite whoever is in office, whoever it is, we still got to trust God. I'm going to tell you tonight, we still got to trust God. I don't care who's in office, we still got to trust God. Praise God. The Bible said, cursed is a man who makes flesh his arm, and his trust is not in the Lord. This is the man who makes flesh his arm, whose trust is not in the Lord. Our trust must continue and always continue to be in the Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, the Most High God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So, Father, in the precious, matchless name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We give you praise. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We worship you, God. Oh, God, we magnify you. We come before your throne, reverencing you and honoring you and giving you all of the glory and giving you all of the honor, because no flesh deserves any glory. No flesh deserves any honor. Father God, tonight as we pray for this nation, a nation that has fallen so far away from God and the principles of righteousness and godliness, Father, we pray tonight, God. We pray tonight that you would give every believer, every person wisdom. You would speak to us, God, concerning who we vote for during this midterm election. Father, in the name that we, amen, through even our votes, God, that there may be an opportunity to turn this nation around. But Father, we know our trust is not in a man. Our trust cannot be in man, because you've already told us in your word. Curse is the man who makes flesh his arm, whose trust is not in the Lord. So tonight we trust you in spite of. We trust you in spite of. We trust you in spite of. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we declare your word, and we understand your word, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. So tonight we dethrone in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we take apostolic authority in the airways, in the name of Jesus, God, turn this nation around. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we've gone so far away from grace and so far away, oh, God, from the principles of godliness and righteousness. Father, we pray tonight, God, that you will lead, God, and direct us, and you will speak to us, God, as we go to the polls, the vote, God. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we dethrone the spirit of murder and violence. God, so much that has taken place, God. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you put those in office, God. Oh, God, that you can make changes and make laws that are appropriate, that are according to the word of God, that will turn this nation around. And Turn people back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the mind. We pray for the mind. We pray for the mind of individuals, God. For Father, you said that we're all souls of mind. That's the mind of a person. All souls of mind. For the soul that's in it, that you're surely die. So Father, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, for every candidate, deal with them in the mind, God. Deal with them in the mind, God. Trouble them with the soulish realm concerning those things that are righteous and those things that should be done right according to the word of God and according to people and the welfare of individuals, God, whether they be rich, whether they be poor, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. The mind, we pray, God, according to your word, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you even now. We thank you even now, God, that you will speak to us. Give us clarity. Give us understanding concerning your perfect and divine will for our own personal lives. And Father, help us to consider those things when we go to the polls to vote in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for every candidate right now. Father, we pray, God, that you reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy that which is crooked. Reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy it. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it tonight that God, you're able to reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy every evil work. Every evil work in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now according to your word, Psalm 91, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. No plague shall come down our dwelling. No evil things shall overtake our household. Our household are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our finances are blessed. Everything that we put our hands on is blessed. It's blessed. It's blessed. It's blessed. We speak it into the atmosphere. We release it into the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, as we go on our jobs, God, as we deal with things from day to day, God, we thank you even now in the name of Jesus that we are protected. Our families are protected. Our families are healed. We speak the healing power of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of economic depression in the name of Jesus. Economic oppression, God, knowing that you're able to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So, Father, we trust you. We trust you in the midst of it, in the midst of what's going on. High gas prices, high food prices, but God, yet you never see the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. God, we're blessed right now in the city, out of the city, in the field. Our basket and our stores are blessed according to the word of God. We thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor, Father. We give you bless you. We bless you, God, for thou art able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power, according to the power that's working on the inside of us. And God, we thank you that your power is working right now, God. So we're speaking in the atmosphere. We're speaking peace into the atmosphere. We're speaking joy into the atmosphere. We're speaking more than enough into the atmosphere. We're speaking grace and abundance in the atmosphere. We're speaking healing in our homes, in relationships and families, God, in marriages, Father. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Thou art worthy. Thou art so worthy to be praised. Thou art so worthy to be praised. No flesh. Our flesh is ugly in your sight, God. So no flesh deserves any glory. It all belongs to you. So in spite of what it looks like, we just want to say we thank you. Because you inhabit the praises of your people. Teach us, Father, how to praise you. Teach us how to magnify you in the midst of it, right in the middle of the fire, right in the middle of the furnace. God, we just want to bless you. We want to thank you, God. We're going to thank you, God, that the will of God, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God, we speak kingdom into the earth today. Thy kingdom come, we declare it. Thy kingdom come, we declare it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father, we call forth your kingdom. You said in your word, God, the kingdom is within us. So, Father, teach us how to execute kingdom in the earth. Teach us how to execute kingdom in the earth in the name of Jesus, not just within the four walls of the church, but Father, teach us and coach us, Father, how to get involved in releasing kingdom in the workplace, God. Oh, my God, in the government, God, in the schoolhouse, God. Oh, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, coach us and teach us how to release kingdom, because the kingdom is in us, God. And our kingdom has come in the earth, Father. You must operate kingdom through every believer. So we thank you tonight, Father. You've given us wisdom. You've given us divine wisdom. Give us divine wisdom. Give us divine wisdom. Give us divine wisdom in an evil world, in a crooked world, Father. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. But you said grace even more so abound. Let that grace be released through us, God. Coach us and teach us how to have grace and mercy, even for those who are backslidden and those who are so far away from you, God. Teach us, God, how to love people, love them into the kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We bless your name tonight. We bless your name tonight. It is so, God. It is done. It is so, God. It is done. In the name of Jesus. God, this nation, oh, Rabbi. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we cry. Oh, God, release your angels now. Release your angels now. During the season of this election, God, release the warring angels in heaven in the name of Jesus. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thou art so worthy, God, to be praised. We thank you for who you are and for what you're doing. Protect your people. Protect your people, God. We bind the spirit of murder and violence that's running rampant throughout our city, Father. Let the angels of God protect us. Put us in the bubble of the Holy Spirit, even as we drive down the dangerous highway, as we go into the workplace, as we take care of day-to-day business, Father. Protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless you and we praise you tonight. No flesh deserves any glory. It all belongs to you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. Every person that's on this line tonight, we release the blessings of God in their household, in their homes, upon everything they touch, in marriages and families. Their children are blessed. Their finances are blessed, and you were speaking and decreeing and declaring it will be so in the name of Jesus. If two or three would just ask and gather in my name, it shall be so. So I encourage you to speak it into the atmosphere tonight. Whatever you need from the Lord, God is able to provide it. Don't be weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap. If you just don't faint, saith the Lord, let the grace of God follow you. David said, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house, that means in the presence. Dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Seek to dwell in his presence. Seek to dwell in his presence. Seek to dwell in his presence. What does that mean? Seek to dwell within the walls of obedience. Seek to dwell within the walls of obedience. That means whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you to do, be willing to do it. Be submissive. Be humble. Even if you don't agree with it in your flesh, say, Father, teach me how to humble myself to the will of the Father. Be like Jesus. Be just like Jesus. Not my will, but Father, thy will be done. It's time to allow the will of the Lord to be done in our lives. Not our will, but the will of God. Sometimes very uncomfortable to the flesh, but that's okay. Because in the end thereof, my God, woo, weeping may endure for a night. But the word of the Lord said joy. I encourage you to know that joy is coming in the morning. Joy, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you've experienced, joy, according to the word of the Lord, if you hang in there, is coming in the morning. Morning, morning, morning. Morning, morning, morning. In your life, by faith in God. Living in the house of the Lord. living within the walls of obedience, living in the wall of his presence, to just be sensitive, to hear his voice, to know his voice. For the Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger would not follow, even as we go to the polls to vote. Oh, my God. Know this. Hear the voice of the Lord, know the voice of the Lord, and a stranger would not follow. Despite a party affiliation, a stranger would not follow. We just have to follow the voice of the Lord as to what the Spirit of God is leading, guiding, and directing. As we decree and declare that the stronghold, the demonic stronghold of this nation will be broken. My God, we decree and declare it is so. We declare it is so. In the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God, let the rest of God be upon your life tonight as you listen to this prayer, as you share it with others. Know that God is going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. There's no reason to be weary in spite of what is going on. God is going to cover his people by the blood of Jesus. We praise you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, who has prayed for us, prayed for you, ladies and gentlemen, prayed for our nation, prayed for our families, prayed for our city, and prayed for those all across the globe. We thank God for the woman of God being with us tonight as she prays for us and all their needs. And before we go to the lines, I want to just encourage everybody, if you do want to have a prayer request tonight or a comment or a question, for Bishop or Doc tonight, please just hit *1 on your phone. *1. Give you some time to respond to that if you like. Hit *1 on your phone and I'll put you in the queue and we'll open up the lines in a few minutes. I also, too, want to make sure you guys took some good notes there and that Doc prayed over. The will of the Lord must be released, folks. The will of God must be released. You mentioned when the Spirit of the Lord leads you, just do it. Just do it. Just do it for those who are believers. We're talking about the believers, of course. Just do what the Spirit of the Lord has said. And as she also mentioned, that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just excited about the way Doc had prayed for us tonight, that it will make a difference in your wonderful lives each and every day. So we're so excited about that. Also, too, I'll be sharing, before we go to the lines, I'm going to share some information. We had some individuals from the internet that also had a prayer request as well, so I wanted to share that with Bishop and Doc tonight as well. From Twitter, we had Terry, first name only, just Terry, wanted prayer. We also had prayer requests for, and Doc already prayed for the spirit of murder, suicide, but we have neighborhood shootings going on. We had someone wanted to pray against neighborhood shootings, where people are getting bullets coming through their home, nearly missing them in their own bedrooms and living rooms. We pray for these neighborhood shootings. We also want to pray that the saints of God be more intentional in the Word of God as well. And last but not least, we want to pray for those unspoken requests that are online today and those that are on the internet as well. So we thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. This is a global prayer time, so we thank you so much for those listening via the internet. And I'm going to go to open up the lines. I will mention your first name only if I know it, or I will mention your last four digits of your wonderful, wonderful phone number there, okay? All right. Thank you so much. Well, Sister Sarah, are you up right now? God bless you. You're online with Dr. Crenshaw tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm so thankful to the Lord tonight because he allowed this. I'm telling you, he allowed this prayer line to be open tonight, not only for me, but for those who are out there listening. I mean, when we pray for world peace, Yeah. We're praying for everyone. We're praying for everyone. That includes our young, generation who's listening to rap music. I mean, I have not, I can't relate to it. I mean, it is just telling our young youth to get out there and do the unbelievable things that they should not do, and they end up getting in more and more trouble. And the enemy just loves it, whether it's gang violence, whether it shoots your mother, daughter, or whatever. He's just taking them down. But we're going to pray for the Lord to lift everybody up in Jesus' name, to think for the positive and not the negative, and put the raps and the guns away. And put the, because we need to save our young generation. So this prayer is for the young generation. To rise up and think about the Lord. It's coming to the Lord. He's there if only we just open him. Open. We got to be open to receive him. He's a gentleman, but he wants us to just open up and let him in.
Amen, Sister
Sarah. And that goes, that's it. That goes for our young youth, including my daughter.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah, for that powerful request there. And yes, our prayer, our word, our God is greater than all of that that's going on out there. So all we have to do is pray. Don't forget to pray and believe and continue to do what we need to do as the saints need to do through prayer each and every day. So thank you so much, Sister Sarah, for that powerful request of prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Brother John, you up with Dr. Crenshaw tonight. God bless you.
Yeah, first off, I want to thank you, Elder Kevin, for that opening prayer. It touched what I'm going through right now in my life. And I also want to thank Dr. Crenshaw for those prayers. And I would like to, pray that everybody stand fast and stand to their convictions and don't accept the things that's going on as the norm. Don't fall into it. Continue to fight and pray for the right thing, regardless of how bad it gets. You know it's not right, so don't accept it as the norm. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother John. You hit it right on the head, my friend. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Do not get used to what we're seeing and what we're hearing on the news or around our neighborhoods. Do not get used to it because it's not normal. We must pray, continue to pray against it and to be a part of what we got to do to make sure we encourage people and bring the word to people each and every day. So, Brother John, thank you so much. You're right. Sometimes we get lullabied. We get sleepy, we get tired or lazy maybe in some cases when we think that's the normal. No, we have the power in Jesus' name to cut that down, to stop it in Jesus' name. So we got to continue to pray. Pray and fast, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day over situations. Start with yourself. Start with your home. And start with your neighborhood. Start with your needs of your city, county, as Doc has prayed earlier. We can pray for our entire nation, entire world in the name of Jesus. So we thank you so much for that in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw has been leading us in prayer tonight, and I want to make sure I don't miss anybody tonight on the prayer line. Just want to give you a few more seconds. If you do have anybody else who would love to come on for prayer, but we do recognize that you may have an unspoken request, and God knows what they are already. So we're just going to lift you up, as the Bishop Doc mentioned earlier. We're just going to lift you up in prayer in Jesus' mighty name. At this time, I'm going to return this back over to Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the words of certainly exhortation from Sister Sarah and certainly Brother John. We appreciate the Lord for both of you. And God knows that we must continue in prayer. And as we pray tonight, as he has requested, that we maintain our stability, our faith, and our hope in Christ Jesus. That we let nothing separate us from the love of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight that we will hold fast to the word of God, that we will not allow ourselves to be transformed into the things of the world, but we be transformed by the renewing of our minds according to the word of God, that we would have the mind of Christ, not the mind of an evil world that has fallen so far from the things of God. We thank you tonight that you're giving us strength, you're giving us stability, you're giving us the stamina to stand.
of all we've done, that we would keep standing. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening from around the globe, there is the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, is with us tonight on the network. We thank you so much for being with us. And one thing I wanted to, as Bishop always reminds us, ladies and gentlemen, never, as I love it when he says it, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop always reminds us, never give up on the word, folks. Never give up on the word, as Brother John talked about. Never give up on the word. I don't care what we see, hear, feel, whatever. Never. The word of God is true, as Doc has prayed for us tonight, over us tonight. The word of God is over all of that. All we have to do is pray and fast and take authority in the name of Jesus. So we have that opportunity now through Jesus Christ. Praise God that he died and rose again and now sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. So we have the power, folks, in Jesus' mighty name. But it must come through prayer. Some things come through prayer and fasting according to the word of God. So praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. Please let people know we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. with Bishop and Doc on the prayer line. We even have it live or in some cases pre-recorded, but the prayer still is powerful. So we thank you so much. But let the people know in your network, ladies and gentlemen, that prayer time is on for them. Also, too, if they need prayer, you know, you can gather the prayers from them and share those out for them. So not all the time can everybody make it online, but if they have a prayer request, get that prayer request and share it with us. You can send it to me. I'll be glad to make sure we get that prayer up for other individuals as well. They may not be able to be online, but they can send you their prayer request, and we can put that before the Lord, of course, during this time. So thank you so much as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening. I want you to have a powerful rest of the week, a very, very powerful week. And I want to leave you with a beautiful, beautiful song, too, as well. It's just simply called Yahweh. It is so powerful, and I just trust that you'll enjoy it for a little while. It's more of a meditation song unto the Lord. So it really is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. So I trust you'll enjoy it tonight. I'm going to let it play all the way out tonight, but it's just a powerful, powerful song. You don't have to stay on for the whole time, but I just want to share that with you tonight. And also, too, I wanted to let you know that always remember to out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. It's a powerful song. Glorifies God. I hope you enjoy it.
You alone deserve You were the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. All we have to do is mention the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll take care of the rest. We thank you so much for being with us on Prayer Time. What a mighty God we serve. We just got to continue to praise him and love him and share it with others, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Have a great evening. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out tonight, because he is worthy of our praise. Everybody have a good evening and have a great rest of the week. Let's praise the Lord together. God bless you. It's going to be all right. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much.